Is it really legal to smoke that stuff here? 7 May 2006. This is Zimulator for news. Kathmandu, Nepal. Nepal's King Gyanendra, not pronounced gonorrhea, was shocked to hear from his royal alchemist who'd watched CNN that morning that Iran wanted to invade. Previously, and for absolutely no reason, China invaded Nepal. His Highness's reaction was one of incredulity. The king had mixed feelings. Quote, "It's nice to be popular with more than one invader. It creates healthy market conditions," unquote. He said to a field of prostrating reporters, quote, "On the other hand, this is an awfully small area to accommodate two powerful invading hordes. Maybe if the Iranians asked the Chinese nicely, I don't know, some sort of timeshare could be arranged. Today we are still confused as to why the Chinese are here, so we pray often for answers. But it has really reduced our cost for tourism advertising, so what is there to complain about?" Unquote. There is some confusion as to whether the king knows the difference between Nepal and Tibet, but that's neither here nor there. The king sacrificed a water buffalo, a goat, a lamb, a rooster, and a duck to Duck Shinkali, the goddess of duck shinkies, and to Pai Mufmuf, the god of pies, at the I Just Flew In From India and Boy Are My Arms Tired temple, capping the ceremonies by drowning several beers in 2 minutes. Neither the Iranians nor the Chinese would admit that they had not ever been to Nepal, nor have they invaded or accidentally invaded that country. This in stark contrast to the proliferation of Chinese and Iranian military officers in the capital. In hopes of attracting tourists from places like Jamaica, and to attract foreign investments in Nepalese businesses, the king was considering changing his nation's motto to Nepal, come to invade, stay to enjoy. This has been the Zimulator for UNnews.